It's Are You Okay Day today. While not everyone may be a fan of the annual calendar reminder, you could use it as an opportunity to think about how you're communicating with your friends and family and what to do if someone's not doing too well. I've got my favourite neuropsychologist on the line to get some tips. It's been a little while. Hi there, Dr. Hannah Carell.
All the neuropsychs, Jenny. All of them. I'm your favourite.
Hey, look, there's quite a few out there, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me. So what's your take on Are You Okay Day?
Yeah, I love that you kind of commented on the fact that some people might find it uncomfortable or a hard day to acknowledge, because it is a little bit of, you know, the risk of tokenistic mental health awareness where we're like, hey, let's touch base once a year and ask, you know, a perfunctory question, are you okay, with no real follow-up. And I think that's where people get a bit scared, is when the rubber hits the road. What if they're not okay? What do I do if something happens? How do I even ask these questions? And those are things that we can easily demystify, so it doesn't have to feel like such a scary day.
Right. So, yeah, take us through some of those. Like if you do ask someone how they are and they really don't look very happy, they say something a bit concerning, what's the next step?
Yeah, well, I think take the pressure off yourself. You know, I in a past life, I used to work for Lifeline and did a lot of suicide intervention training. And I think that's what the scary thing that people worry about is someone's going to say that they might be having thoughts of hurting themselves or ending their life. And that's the really scary stuff. And one of the things we often teach with suicide intervention and awareness is that you're not going to implant an idea in someone's head. You're not going to inception them by asking if they're okay and asking if they're having thoughts of hurting themselves and asking them if they feel like they can keep safe. So by acknowledging the risk, you're not actually making that person at more risk. If anything, you're helping them to stay safe. So it's a little bit like inception. We're not brainwashing someone or causing them to be more risky. You're just, it's like you're pulling back the dirt and you're digging deep to see what's actually under the surface, and then you can do something about it. So you're not going to put any ideas in someone's head by asking, are you safe? Do you feel like you can keep safe? So take the pressure off, number one there. That's big. We've jumped straight into the heavy stuff, but really most people, it's not that heavy. It is actually just feeling validated and feeling heard. So the second tip is not feeling like you have to solve the issues. So it's not about you fixing the problem. It's not about you giving them solutions. In fact, that can often make someone feel like they've not been heard if we jump in with solutions. What we want to do is listen. And
just listen.
The feeling. That's exactly right. They're just giving them a sounding board, someone to vent. You know, Jenny, you probably had days where you felt really crummy.
Yes.
And you just needed to talk it out and vent. It's like that release of pressure by letting the feeling out and by talking about it. So just sitting back and listening, saying, that must have been really hard. You sound really down. That sounds really challenging. So think about what the person's telling you. Pick a word that defines the feeling that they've just told you and reflect that feeling back to them. Say, oh, wow, it sounds like you really felt taken advantage of. Or, oh, wow, it sounds like you really felt underappreciated. And if you manage to get the right word, you'll see their face change and you'll see the load lighten and lift off them as they go, yes, that's it. That's what I felt like. So the power of just sitting back and letting someone speak to you is so huge. You don't have to solve the problem. You don't have to fix it. But just being there for them in that dark space, that is where we really gift them with, you know, mental health support, and by giving them our time and our company.
Absolutely. And I imagine, you know, also just you've kind of hinted at this, but not being too judgmental and maybe not saying things like, oh, she'll be right. And, you know, I think we've spoken about this before, that toxic positivity.
Yeah, Pollyannering people, I think, is another word for it. You know, everything will be okay and don't worry, it'll all work out. You know, those kind of things are sometimes worth saying, sometimes. But when you're really in the thick of it, when you're in the throes of panic or anxiety, we've all been there, and somebody says to you, everything will be fine. It doesn't help, does it?
No.
Because in that moment, your brain is going through a state of neuropanic. You know, you're flooded with pain receptors. Your pain receptors in your brain and your body are turned on and they're activated. And sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees, and you aren't in a place where you can hear everything's going to be fine in you know, 7 to 14 days, in that moment, in the middle of the night when you're laying awake at night or when you're sitting on the couch having a panic, hearing that in 14 days' time everything will be fine, or after a good night's sleep everything will be fine, you're probably not in the place to hear it. But what you are in the place for is a hand on the back, you know, a cuddle, that physical pressure of someone sitting beside you, listening to you, talking to you, grounding you. That's what they're doing. That's what we're doing when we're listening to someone who's panicking or anxious or really, really down. We're grounding them and we're connecting them to the here and the now, that they're stable and they're calm and they're safe in the here and the now. So by talking about things in the future, like in the future everything will be fine, we're not really helping them. We want to ground them by bringing it back to the here and the now. What can you do in here and now? Can you make them a lovely dinner? Can you put your hand on their back and just pat them on the back or rub circles? That can be magical, rubbing circles on someone's back. You know what? You know the power of this, Jenny.
Absolutely.
Listening, talking, making the cup of tea and just being beside them, being in someone's physical presence makes a huge difference. And if you can't be physically there, calling, sending the text. Something is always better than nothing.
Absolutely. And if you need a bit of support and advice, Lifeline 13 11 14, always a good resource. And I really appreciate your time today, Dr. Hannah Carell.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks for this raising awareness on a very important day.